Please join me in welcoming Jennifer to our stage.
Thank you. Hello. My name is Jennifer German. I'm a NASA JPL Solar System Ambassador, and I am here to talk about eclipses. So, since, you know, joke's out. There are two types of eclipses. You have the, yes, three. You have a lunar eclipse. In a lunar eclipse, the Earth goes between the sun and the moon, and the shadow of the Earth falls across the moon. In a solar eclipse, the moon goes between the sun and the Earth, and the shadow of the moon falls across the Earth. Of course, from our perspective on the Earth, it looks like the sun is getting blotted out. And if the sun were ever to go between the moon and the Earth, that's a whole different type of eclipse I'm not equipped to handle. Today we're talking about solar eclipses, and for a very good reason. There is one coming up. Monday, in fact. So how does a solar eclipse happen? Well, the script says it's simple geometry, but it's, in essence, yes. The sun and the moon and the Earth all have to line up in a direct line. The moon creates a shadow from the sun onto the Earth. However, because the sun is so massive, and this is not to scale at all, there is so much sunlight that can flood across that it does come along both sides, and so the total eclipse only happens in this one small shadow where all of the sun's light from all sides is blocked out. But much like because we have two eyes, sometimes there's light blocked out on this side, but not from this side up here like that. And so that's called the penumbra, the part where the totality is umbra. And there's a whole lot more places on the Earth that see a partial eclipse because they're in the partial shadow and not the total shadow. So, types of solar eclipses. You have the one we just talked about, total solar eclipse, where the moon blocks the sun's light in a very specific spot. You have partial eclipse, which we also talked about, but partial eclipses happen a lot more because sometimes the shadow, that totality shadow of the moon, falls not on the Earth, but out in outer space somewhere. But the Earth still is in that partial shadow, the penumbra, and so you can get a partial eclipse. There's a third type that's called an annular eclipse, and the difference here between the total and the annular is that while the sun and the moon and the Earth are in fact lined up correctly, the moon is just a little too far away to completely block the sun, and so there is a ring of the sun's light that is still seen and can still hurt your eyes. You can't look directly at an annular eclipse. You can look for those few brief minutes directly at a total eclipse without filters. So the reason annular eclipse happens is because that celestial objects orbit their parent objects not in a perfect circle, but in a type of oval that's called an ellipse. And so there are points where, in this case, the moon is further away from the Earth in its orbit than in other times during its orbit when it's closer. So I mentioned we're talking about eclipses, of course, because there's one coming up this Monday, August 21st, total eclipse that will cross the United States. It will only take about an hour and a half to get from coast to coast, so you can't chase it, although NASA's going to give it a good try with some jets. We'll see how that goes. But you can see it for a few minutes from many locations across the United States. The red line in this image is where the center of the eclipse is. That's where totality will occur. It's called the path of totality, and it's about 60 miles wide for this eclipse. If you can get to the path of totality, you should go. I've heard it's worth it. I've never witnessed one, and of course I'm going to be here, so I'm still not going to. But I put this picture in here because I love it. This is what the astronauts see during a total eclipse if they're not transiting the sun from the International Space Station. The moon's shadow is this black spot right here. This is an actual image that was taken from space during the March 9, 2016 solar eclipse. This is roughly what we're going to see here in Ann Arbor. We're going to reach about 82% coverage of the moon, of the sun. The moon will cover the sun. It'll look something like this if it's clear out, and we're hoping so far the forecast is good enough. Viewing an entire solar eclipse can take a good part of the afternoon. It last somewhere between 2 and 3 hours, depending on your eclipse. Here in Ann Arbor, it's going to start at 1:02 p.m. on Monday. It will end at 3:47 p.m., and the maximum will occur right about 2:26 p.m. So that's when you're going to want to be out with your stuff to see the best look. Okay. Do not look directly at the eclipse sun. You will burn your corneas. You can all too easily go blind. You don't look at the sun normally when you're outside day to day. Eclipse, the sun is not as strong, that's true, but it still can and will burn your eyes. Even at 99% eclipsed, the sun's, the visible light, the UV light, the IR light together are all strong enough to burn your eyes. And this is the reason you can't look at an annular eclipse like we talked about before. All right. So how can we safely view the partial eclipse? What don't we do? Don't look at the sun. Okay. Thank you. Yes, exactly. Good reading. There are many ways to safely view an eclipse, partial or total. And I'm going to talk about three of them here. So the simplest way, the way from history before we had solar filters and everything, is projection. This is called indirect imaging or indirect viewing. A pinhole projector is the most common. You just take a piece of paper or a piece of foil, you poke a pinhole in it, and you project it onto a white piece of paper, and it will show the image of the sun, or the form, shape of the sun. There are other ways. So leaves, actually, every day are already filtering and making little circles of the sun all on the ground. During the eclipse, the shadows and the light that comes through the leaves are going to look different because the sun is in a different shape. If you could pay attention and see, you can use a colander, you can use anything with little holes. You can see there's an example here of just even crossing your fingers and trying to get holes and get closer, further from the ground to see what works for you. This is what we usually have children do so that they're not looking at the sun also. You can project a larger image of what the sun's going to look like if you use extreme care and know what you're doing. So people will try to do this. You take binoculars, you cover all but one lens, and then you project it on a whiteboard. So over here is the eclipsing sun, and you can see. And this is safe so long as you don't look at the binoculars or in the binoculars. Please don't do that. Just, I don't view the sun directly, especially through binoculars or a telescope. You will go blind. One of my fellow solar system ambassadors years ago set up his telescope and left it, went off to do some things. And when the sun came into alignment with the telescope, the eclipse sun even, it flashed bright enough that he was like, "What's that?" And he glanced over. And even just that glance burned his corneas. He's not permanently blind, but partial blindness. So please, please be careful. Binoculars and telescopes, of course, focus and amplify light. They're making it stronger. So your eyes will burn faster using these than looking directly at the sun. Just don't do it. Thank you. Okay. So you can directly observe the sun with proper filters. Certified eclipse glasses, not sunglasses. Sunglasses only block UV light. They don't block IR light. They don't block visual light. And they don't block enough of the UV light either. And I had someone ask me today, two pairs of sunglasses won't work. Not that either, sorry. Welder's glasses, if they're number 14 or darker, are fine also. Please don't go out and find two number 7s and put them together and think that's going to add up to 14. That's not going to work either. Okay. Let's see. Telescopes can be used to look at the eclipse sun if the proper filters are put on top of them. And the filter that is used for the eclipse glasses is not proper for telescopes. You need special Mylar and not Mylar balloons or specialized metal glass to protect. And you're not just protecting your eyes in this case. You're also protecting the optics of the telescope itself, which the sun will burn without the proper filters. Filters for telescopes, for binoculars, even for your own glasses, they need to go between the sun and the lens, not between the lens and your own eye. So the top, not over the eyepiece, and outside in front of your glasses, not between your face and your glasses. Yes, the most safe way to view totality, especially from here, is streaming. NASA is going to stream the eclipse from several locations across the United States. I'm assuming that TV news stations will be have coverage that they're broadcasting. I fully expect somebody to Facebook live stream it, and I hope that they have the proper filters for their camera or they will lose it. Yeah, something like, yeah, battery. No, it's the sun. Okay, so let's move on from the safety speeches to some more common questions that I get asked. Why do eclipses happen? Well, it's actually just cosmic coincidence. Right now, the sun's diameter is 400 times the moon's diameter, and the sun's distance from Earth is 400 times the moon's distance from Earth. So we're alive at a very special time in history that we're able to actually see these. This didn't used to be the case, and eventually it will not be the case again. The moon is moving away from the Earth at about an inch a year, which is about as fast as your fingernails grow. How often do eclipses happen? It turns out they happen all the time. There are, on average, 2 solar eclipses and 2 lunar eclipses a year. These are not total eclipses, though. Most of them are partial eclipses, and even the ones that aren't are annual eclipses or total. A total solar eclipse happens about once every 18 months on Earth. But then you factor in that the Earth has a whole lot more water than land. Even in the land, there are lots of places, Antarctica, where humans don't live. So the chances to see total solar eclipses just keep dropping. On top of that, Monday's eclipse is much more special for us here in the United States because it will run from coast to coast. That's very rare. The last time the entire country was able to see a total eclipse was 1918, 99 years ago. Although, humorously, the next time the entire country will be able to see an eclipse is in 7 years, 2024. However, that one is going to run from south to north instead of west to east. So, why don't eclipses happen every month? Because the moon's orbit is tilted compared to the Earth's orbit around the sun. So if you imagine the sun is here, this would be the plane that the Earth is orbiting in with the sun. The moon will come down twice in its orbit to cross that path, and that's where totality can happen. That's also where lunar eclipses happen. So that's why it doesn't happen every month, though. Okay, how can I tell if my eclipse glasses are safe? So you probably heard that Amazon has recalled a bunch of their glasses. So previously we were saying that you need to check them for the ISO 12312-2 certification written on them. Unfortunately, unscrupulous vendors have now lifted that logo from the internet and have been printing them on glasses, so you can't even check that anymore to tell if they're safe. The only way now to tell if they're safe is to get them from a reputable source, a reputable vendor. The AAS Solar Task Force, which I'm not affiliated with, has been working diligently to compile a list of those vendors and where you can reach them, both online and brick and mortar. That website's online. NASA has a link to it from their eclipse page also. That's the best I can tell you. Sorry. Okay. When will Michigan see an actual total eclipse? Unfortunately, that will be 2099, 82 years from now. And even then, a large portion of Michigan will not get to see it. It will only cross southeastern Michigan. So here in Ann Arbor, we'll be all right, if any of us are actually still here. However, this is, let's say, there it is right there. That's that blue one is the 2099 eclipse path. However, in 7 years, the 2024 eclipse will sweep across Northwest Ohio on its way across the United States, and Toledo is going to be caught on the edge of that. They are going to get about 1 minute and 45 seconds of totality, and that's where I recommend all of us be on April 8th, 2024.